You're listening to a sneak peek into the most recent Chief Resident Incubator Hangout.
So we are so thankful to have him with us here as we talk about interviewing an applicant as we go into the interview season.
Just sort of a big tip is just to be as relaxed as you can. And even right in the beginning of the interview, like there's small talk, right? It's like, oh, how was your trip here? And how's the weather? Like stupid little topics that you don't like to talk about, or maybe a recent sporting event. I think you're expected to engage in that conversation. And I see how people are a little bit in that little small talky stuff, because it's going to be a long day. And I just like to relax and get to know people and sort of find out where they're from, where they grew up. But the beginning is that small talk. And as I said, that decision in my mind is sort of made quickly. Can I work with this person or not? And I think that when you're calm and relaxed and you're being yourself and you let your personality come out and you just be you, I think you come across just better. You sound more organized. You sound like you know what you're doing. You sound confident, and all of that exudes a good nature to me. I'm looking for somebody who is a problem solver, somebody who's got good communication skills, somebody who has alacrity, cheerful willingness, willing to get the job done and not complain about it. That's who we like to hire just in general, like for any job, is somebody who works well with others and gets problems solved on their own. We love those kind of people. Be ready to really answer questions seriously about what your career would potentially look like after the fellowship. And when you're researching the program, if you see something similar about that program that you experienced wherever you are, I think that's good. You could say, oh, hey, I see that you guys do a lot of work with cardiac hemodynamic measurements and stuff. And, you know, it's interesting. We've been focusing on that for whatever reason here, and this is the stuff we've learned about. And so then all of a sudden we have something in common we can talk about. I think that's important. So if you see something on there that you see as a similarity or something you know about, write that down and bring that information with you the day of the interview and have it in your little portfolio to chat about. And then I think it's good when you ask really cool questions. When an applicant asks me a really unique or interesting question, I think our conversation just kind of takes off a little bit. You know, they want to know what my program's philosophy is. They want to know what makes my fellowship unique. They want to know where things are going. How's the program changing? What changes have I made? Specifically, what are the resources for doing research? Is there a statistician? What are some recent publications you're proud of? And so I think part of the job of the interviewer is to actually disarm the interviewee and make them feel really, really comfortable. And I feel like I spend, sort of more time doing that so I don't accidentally categorize somebody as being hard to get to know. And so with a medical student coming into a residency, sometimes I'll ask him, say, you know, it's frustrating sometimes. I mean, the nurses, they're overworked. They're here. Some of them are a little gristly. You know what I mean? You ever had an interaction before with a nurse that just did not go the right way? And how did you handle that and stuff? So you might want to get at some of that gently, getting them to kind of say, oh man, I'm fighting with nurses all the time. You know, these nurses are crazy. You know, so you're like, oh, interesting, red flag. You know, so you can kind of get them to come out like that a little bit with it. But so I talked to him a lot about nursing relations and what it's like working with. Have you ever had a situation where you had a disagreement with somebody, a difficult person that you've had a disagreement with? Sometimes I'll say that and have them walk me through how they diffuse the situation.
I'm going to do a quick summary here. When you are interviewing others, or when you are being interviewed, know 5 things about yourself that you want others to know about you. Be able to speak about anything in your CV. If you have a red flag, the interview is your time to address it and show what you have learned. Talk about your research with enthusiasm, even if it was not your favorite thing. Do research into whoever you are interviewing with and note similarities or common ideas between your program and where you are interviewing. Ask unique questions, dress professionally, never speak poorly of your residency program. Social media, lock it down, clean it up, or realize that you are very, very visible. And come out of your shell and be ready to answer questions about where you want to be in the future. When interviewing others, be aware of your branding the whole way through. Be authentic and transparent. It will help you find those that are the best fit. Write down a few things immediately after you interview someone. Your job is to disarm the interviewee and make them feel comfortable. And some good questions are, emergency medicine has the highest rates of burnout. What things are going to burn you out on this job? Where do you see yourself? What is about our program that makes you feel like we would be a good fit? And a good way to find red flags is to ask about how they interact with nurses and difficult patients.
This podcast is brought to you by EBSCO Health's DynaMed Plus. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.